This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Thailand signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields including IT, maritime, MSME, handicraft and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart Pentongtan Shinawatra at Bangkok yesterday. Both sides reviewed the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discussed ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. Prime Minister Modi received ceremonial guard of honour. In his joint statement following the bilateral talks, Prime Minister Modi has said that Thailand has a special place in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, Thailand today. The theme of the BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open. Following the BIMSTEC Summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka later today for the second leg of his two-nation tour. The Rajya Sabha is holding discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. The bill aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities in protecting stakeholders' rights. Now we go over live to the parliament where discussion is underway.
कोई चूक ना हो जाए कितना गरीब लोग हैं मेरे पास में अगर मैं आपको पूरा पढ़ के बताऊंगा हजारों लोग डेलीगेशंस मेरे पास में आए गरीब मुसलमान पसमंदा के लोग आगा खानिस के लोग सुन्नी सिया सब लोग आए सबने कहा कि ये जो आप वक्फ अमेंडमेंट बिल लेके आ रहे हैं उसको जल्दी से जल्दी पारित होना चाहिए क्योंकि चंद लोग मैं आपको आरोप नहीं लगा रहा हूं लेकिन चंद लोग पूरा दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा प्रॉपर्टी वक्फ प्रॉपर्टी को हिंदुस्तान में कब्जा करके रखा हुआ है ये इल्जाम
मूविंग द बिल माइनॉरिटी अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर किरण रिजिजू सेड दैट द बिल हैज बीन ब्रॉट ओवर आफ्टर अ डिटेल्ड कंसल्टेशन विद द स्टेकहोल्डर्स एज वेल एज इन द जॉइंट पार्लियामेंट्री कमिटी ही अर्ज्ड द अपोजिशन पार्टीज टू सपोर्ट दिस बिल Rejecting the opposition's allegations, he said, only Muslim can get the benefit of Waqf and it is not correct that any non-Muslim will interfere in the management of Waqf properties. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Parliament has passed the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025 with the Lok Sabha approving it. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to provide for protection of interests in aircraft objects and to implement the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment and the Protocol to the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment on matters specific to aircraft equipment. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal urged domestic investors to join the startup landscape of the country. Inaugurating the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal expressed optimism that India will become the fourth largest economy in the world by the end of the current financial year. Additional Secretary North from the Ministry of External Affairs Manu Mahavir and Ambassador of Nepal to India, Dr. Shankar Sharma inaugurated the Nepal Pavilion at Startup Mahakumbh 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. 19 Nepali startups from sectors ranging from space, IT, AI, climate tech, edtech to agro-processing are showcasing their products at the Nepal Pavilion. The three-day event will continue till 5th of April 2025. It provides an opportunity for Nepal startups to connect with the Indian startup ecosystem. India is carefully examining the implications of reciprocal tariffs imposed by the U.S., The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that it is engaging with all stakeholders, including Indian industry and exporters, taking feedback of their assessments of the tariffs and assessing the situation. It is also studying the opportunities that may arise due to this new development in the U.S. trade policy. The U.S. President Donald Trump issued an executive order on reciprocal tariffs imposing additional ad valorem duties ranging from 10% to 50% on imports from all trading partners. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs at Eden Gardens last night. Chasing a victory target of 201 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders, Sunrisers Hyderabad were all out for 120 runs in 16.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.